So we can go deeper. We can reevaluate what we stand for. But at all points, we will be original. So we won't be running out of content.
Hmm.
Right? In contrast, had we only focused on these 10 keywords,
right,
we would be out of content within 2 weeks. Because, I mean, how many different ways can you say the same thing?
Hi, this is Muskan. Welcome to the Brand Podcasters Show, where we discuss, teach, and analyze all about branding, marketing, and of course, podcasting. Let's get started. In this episode, we are going to discuss about content marketing, those rigid content blues, and how podcasts are like a breath of fresh air in the oversaturated content space. So let's get started. Hi guys, welcome back to Brand Podcasters. And today we have with us our in-house marketing expert, Deepak. Hi Deepak, how are you?
I'm good, Muskan. How are you?
I'm great. So today we have been sitting here to discuss something very trivial actually, because content. Now the word itself would have suggested that it's something that's used very, you know, normally and very rapidly and repetitively, but it's not that easy. So
yeah, no, it isn't. And I think why it isn't easy is because people have quite a few misconceptions as to what is content and what is content marketing. And over the years, it has become almost like a commodity. Right. So recently, we had a discussion with an investor. Oh. And for him, content was something like, oh yeah, we can get it freelanced by somebody. Oh. And that is because people have this definition of content being SEO blog posts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the be all and end all of all content. Whereas I think everything, every aspect of your marketing is built upon content. So the more seriously you can take it, the better you can articulate it, the more headway you will have in your marketing output. Right? So you mentioned it's trivial because it looks trivial. And other channels such as performance marketing or paid ads or influencer marketing, they have become more flashier. People are more willing to spend over there. What they are almost forgetting is that all of this can only be built on the strength of good content right at the beginning. Right. So yeah, I mean, content is something where every company, especially in the future, when things are so oversaturated, they have to relook very seriously.
Right.
Not only in terms of execution of content, but also the strategic aspect of what is it, who are they? Right? Mm. And to me, at least, content starts from defining your point of view.
True.
What is it your company stands for?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're a podcaster, you're a host of that show, Champions of D2C. So you would have interviewed many, many founders. Mm-hmm. And I can bet that not all of them can really articulate that simple question, what do you stand for?
Right. True.
People are used to selling,
mm-hmm.
right? And they can tell you 10 different things. We work with that partner and we sell at this price. But what do you stand for? Why are you in this market? Why have you employed people? Why are you spending days and nights? Right? Mm-hmm. That articulation is the seed from which your content marketing then evolves.
Right. I guess very rightly said, because as you mentioned, oversaturation, that's the word I'll use when I say that content is trivial, because I guess somewhere or the other, that question itself that founders are not able to answer tells us that, you know, that you need to articulate it better and you need content to stand for you and not, you know, make you be lost in the sea of content that's already there on social medias and everywhere. But at the same time, now, if we talk about podcast, how do you think it can fuel up the traditional content marketing out there?
See, Muskan, again, we come back to the same point. Right? You treat content as a commodity, and that is the same way it will treat you.
Right.
Right. When we talk about podcasts, podcasts are a very specific long-form medium. And they are more often than not hosted or delivered or anchored by a key person from the company. So one, you can't outsource it. And you can't, the host has to be the subject matter expert. The host has to bring forth all knowledge, all experience, all vision. And secondly, since it is long form, you can't fake it. You have to be very clear. If you don't really are crystal clear in your approach, in your vision, in why you're doing this, you won't be able to handle a 40, 45 minutes podcast. True. So when I say that podcast is immensely important for the brands of the future, and what you asked, why is it a fuel? Because in those 45 minutes, and imagine that being recurring week after week,
right,
you get so much clear, original, precise, concise content, which can then be taken forth in all these directions of social media postings or press releases, or even giving content to influencers and advisors. All of that has to germinate from something which is more concrete than a list of SEO keywords, which is what people are doing wrong, right? So most of the people who are even investing, or brands who are investing content marketing, they enlist a content agency. Content agency asks them, give us a list of keywords. So they will give a list of keywords, and then content agency will create some sort of filler content. Right? And this used to happen 15 years back. It is happening even today. All websites are filled with this sort of content. And this is actually the place where YouTube shined.
Right.
So the first step to this process was YouTube. Because then people started using it as a search engine. Again, podcast is just another step in that evolution. Because now people can have hold conversations, right? In those conversations, they can talk to partners and customers and internal employees. And all of that then starts acting as your fuel, which you asked. Because then it can be cut and repurposed and really taken forth in n number of directions. So you're building your brand, you're setting up your authority, plus getting all this really nice saplings, which you can then plant and move forward.
Right. A great example. But at the same time, I guess YouTube has always been on the top of their games, because even now they've come up with this podcast category, which is separately there for podcast. And it being a very video heavy platform, podcast is something that's like a breath of fresh air for them as well. Now, as you mentioned, it got my curiosity that, content being used as a commodity. So if not that, and if that's being used a little in a wrong way, then what exactly is content marketing for you as an individual or as a brand?
See, for me, firstly, all marketing is content marketing.
Okay.
Right? There is nothing without content. You can be in an event, you can be giving something to an influencer. It has to start from content. But content marketing, specifically in the context you're asking, is a place where you are actually valuing content. You're giving it its due importance. Right? Anybody from your company, especially from the top leadership, is sitting down, taking a step back and saying, no, content is where we get customers. Content is where we educate customers. Right from awareness to the point of conversion. All of that has to form part of your content marketing strategy.
Right.
Now, again, just because content marketing has become such a commodity, even this conversation might be heard in an aspect that we are only trying to gloss up something which is a commodity, which is why founders, brands, especially those people who are looking at the future, they need to get it. I mean, again, we repeat that same word, really articulate. Who is it we are? And this is important not only for external customers, it is important for internal employees. When you hire people, when you do the induction ceremony, whatever you're doing, right? And when you talk to your partners, I mean, you can have a conversation which is only based on numbers, right? Which works in many scenarios, but it is almost always a short-term strategy.
Right.
A long-term strategy is built on a story. We come back to that brand storytelling vision. So content marketing is really, again, it is at the center of all of these branches which will come out.
Right.
Whether you have to draft a new story, whether you have to go to a investor pitch and really show your value proposition. All of these are parts of your content marketing. So the content marketing on which we are focusing is nothing new. We're only trying to get people to refocus their attention on how they should look at content. It's not something which can be outsourced on a cheap per word basis. Like it has to have the concreteness which can only come from the founder level or CXO level people.
Are you saying that we need to reposition the content to work our way, or is it the like other
no,
way?
No, I am saying we have to redefine it.
Okay. Right?
Before you reposition it, you have to redefine it. Redefine right. what content marketing is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And really understand that, I mean, we can run away from it as much as possible, but content is who we are.
True. It's like how we position ourselves, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to define us and not our faces. There's nothing written on our faces, really. So I guess content is there to help us. But at the same time, we always, you know, always nahi, but sometimes get these blues out of nowhere. It could be in the middle of a conversation. It could be in the middle of a pitch or anywhere. How do you tackle these, or like, what are they exactly?
See, content blues are basically running out of content.
Hmm.
Right. So you had a fixed number of sales pitches and now you're running out of it.
Right.
Which is where podcasts again come in. Right. Okay. They are giving you that original content week after week after week.
True.
Now this week we are talking, and next week when we come back, you'll have a different discussion. Right. You will have different perspectives. I will have different answers.
Mm-hmm.
And just those set of processes will enable us to get something new out of it.
So now we just talked about content blues and how to tackle with it and how to, you know, really define where we're standing. But at the same time, if we talk about using the content as a marketing tool, how do we do that? Like,
yeah, so that is actually the purpose of content, right? So that is, content has to be used for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not denying that, right?
Right.
The importance of social media marketing, influencer marketing, PR efforts, they will remain.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have this original content, you have to publish it on social media. You have to tag it correctly. You have to put the right captions.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that is now happening on the backbone of something which is more original, right? Mm-hmm. Which is better articulated, which has some substance to the audience.
Right.
And thereby better positioned to have better impact. Right. So when you mentioned repositioning,
yeah,
and I said redefinition, this is where they both combine.
Okay.
So you redefine your content strategy, and once you have that content, you reposition it.
But if we say, okay, so we have seen there's very much a very big difference between copywriting and content writing and, you know, stuff like that. So do you believe that there's any difference in positions? And okay, so for example, there's a social media manager. He or she has to write something, write a copy. And then there's somebody like a journalist who has to write a report. So do you think content works differently for them, or is
it? Oh, yes. So content works depending on who the audience is.
Hmm.
The audience of a journalistic output
right.
is very different from the audience of a social media consumption platform.
Right.
So if you're on TikTok, you are literally looking at it for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
True.
Looking at a newspaper, you are there for a few minutes and much more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at YouTube, the minutes go up to 5, 10, 15. And if you're on a podcast, they go up to 30, 40, 1 hour, 2 hour.
Right.
The audience is different. When the audience is different, the content has to come out differently. But again, remember, this is that same repositioning thing. The base can still be the same.
Right.
But you can just reposition it in different manner. For example, you mentioned copywriting, right?
Yeah.
So website copywriting. You have your website and you have your landing zone. You have the above the fold stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Which barely has space for 10, 15 words.
Hmm.
Those 10, 15 words are carefully curated from all that you stand for.
Hmm.
So the repurposing is still there. Repositioning is still there. But depending on the audience, you're changing how all of that content is now being presented.
Right. But now the main question always remains that how do you, you know, really make sure that your content is not repetitive? Because that's the problem that actually podcasts are solving somewhere or the other. But at the same time, how do you make sure that it's refreshing and meaningful still? And it's not getting, you know, in the sea of all these contents and content marketing, it does not get lost.
See, apart from what we've mentioned as podcasting is an effective strategy, I would also suggest that focus on your point of view.
Right.
Don't focus on keywords.
Hmm.
When you start focusing on keywords, you rapidly run out of content. right? Because those keywords can only be so many. But right. when you have a point of view, that point of view can be articulated in n number of ways.
Right.
So for example, just look at what we do. If we only focus on how we podcast marketing, or we only focus on podcast production, on the or the best mics to choose, we will rapidly run out of content. But our point of view is this, that you as a brand, to stand out, need to implement this as part of your marketing mix. Now, this point of view will be faced with counterpoints. It will be faced with arguments. Different brands will have different use cases. And each one of them will give us a new conversation. So we can go deeper. We can reevaluate what we stand for. But at all points, we will be original. So we won't be running out of content. In contrast, had we only focused on these 10 keywords, we would be out of content within 2 weeks. Because, I mean, how many different ways can you say the same thing?
But now, as we are talking about podcasts and how brands are using it and how to be different by not using the keywords. But at the same time, if we say that a brand has to make a podcast, except the fact that, okay, it's in the his or her own industry and that's where the podcast is being made. So it's going to be different. But then also that industry may cater a lot of podcasts and a lot of brands will be making it. So how do you decide the style and tone of it to make it stand out, a podcast?
I think a lot depends on the skill or the character or the voice of the person who is going to present it.
Right.
Right. So let's say you are a B2B tech company. Who is the key person who has the skill to deliver this content week after week?
Right.
What is his voice? What type of content can he produce? And what type of relationship does he have? So if that person is a very strict educational kind of a person, your podcast by definition should be one which is imparting education.
Right.
If that person is somebody who's extremely savvy in creating relationships, now the scope becomes much different because now he can invite different people, have different sorts of conversations.
Right.
If that person is somebody who has seen multiple industries, again, you can now take different perspectives out of it.
Right.
So the tone or the genre which you will create or which you will use for your podcast, it will depend on the person who is hosting it,
right,
on the guests which will be coming, and then obviously on the audience at which you're aiming it. Right. So once you have these 3-4 parameters clear, as a side effect, your podcast strategy starts forming.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we already have a lot of information and content going around here also. But I guess last but not the least, I just wanted to ask that once a podcast is made, it obviously needs some sort of marketing and social media marketing. Now, again, we're going to use the same content to, you know, strategize and put on our social medias. Isn't it going to be lost in the sea of content? Now, how do we make sure that that's not happening?
So it doesn't get lost because the core of it is original. Right.
Okay,
had the core not been original, yes, it would definitely have been lost in the same graphics, in the same tags and hashtags and all that stuff.
Right.
But now since the content or the core content that is original, it stands a much higher chance of getting discovered.
Right.
Obviously, you need to put on or execute all of your social media expertise, right? All of your strategies, you have to do it. And you have to tell your internal employees to like it and share it, and you have to put in paid media in effect, and you have to do your SEO both on sites such as Spotify as well on your blog posts.
Right.
So all those strategies don't stop being effective; they are still there. What is changing is that the core piece is now much more original. It is much more impactful, and it is much more authentic.
Yeah.
Right. And that is again a key word which people are missing. If you're not authentic, people will find out, right? The audience will find out pretty soon.
True.
So there's only so much you can do by faking it. And so hence just by virtue of these old school qualities, your content, even on social media, has a much higher chance of standing out.
So I guess the main point remains that churning out original content is important. So taking that.
And see, again, you wouldn't need a podcast if you had somebody like, I don't know, Anurag Kashyap or Sanjay Leela Bhansali on your payrolls.
Right.
Right.
True.
If you could churn out original stuff week after week, you don't need a podcast, but you don't.
Yeah. But and I guess now even people like them are making podcasts and trying to stand out with it.
Absolutely. So everybody has to branch out, right? Mm-hmm. So even, I mean, we are talking about Sanjay Leela Bhansali, right? But eventually you will see that even his movies start having the same tonality, same kind of a structure.
Right.
So originality is very difficult to come out. If this podcast you were doing alone as a monologue week after week after week, you would run out of content.
Right.
So it's not about the podcast. It is about the conversations which we are having. So when you put forth a question or when you put a counterpoint, it is forcing me to rethink what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And by definition, that becomes more authentic, yes. But also it leads to a new direction, which I had not forecasted.
Okay. That's pretty insightful. But at the same time, I hope Sanjay Leela Bhansali makes a podcast. So we'll get to hear some, you know, behind the scenes or something, because they have such lavish sets and all. But coming back to the topic, I guess content marketing is great and it needs a fuel to, you know, really get it going and be original. So I guess thank you so much, Deepak, for sharing these insights with us, because I guess now we are 1 point more closer to realizing what exactly marketing needs and how content marketing is, you know, evolving with age and technology. So I guess thank you so much.
Thanks, Muskan. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.